Good morning. It's April 30th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's topic is time. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. Harvey McKay. One of the things I keep hearing during the COVID-19 quarantine of 2020 is I've been reading a lot more books than I used to. No matter where you are sheltering in place, house, apartment, out in the country, and no matter where you are sheltering geographically, New York, Detroit, San Francisco, Dallas, or some other region, most of you will find yourself with more unassigned time than before. Even if you're now working from home, or you've become not only mom, but mom homeschool teacher, you'll have all the time you used to spend commuting or ferrying children, whether that was on the train or in the car or on the bus, that now needs to be filled. People are playing board games, doing family puzzles laid out on the dining table, playing charades or trivia games with distant family and friends via Zoom or some other sharing platform. Birthday, funeral, wedding, anniversary, and soon graduation celebrations are all happening over the internet. Through it all, people are spending more time, often than ever before, with their immediate family members, and often with family who live far away. Kids are home from school, teens and young adults are home from college. Many people are home with their families because they've lost their jobs, or they've been temporarily furloughed. And yet, home. Home is where the heart is. How many poems, how many songs, how many books, how many musicals, how many plays, how many movies have been made whose central theme was either the desire or the struggle to find the road home? Even Dorothy reached only one conclusion after her fantastic adventure in the Land of Oz. There's no place like home. For many, home just means the current roof over their head, but for others, that roof is the one in which their parents live or lived and in which they were raised. It has special meaning because of the people with whom you shared that part of your life and the memories that were generated there. Despite all the negative effects on our personal and national economies, the tragic loss of life, the induction of fear and uncertainty, the disruption of everything from schools to universities to all manner of sports, the small businesses that may never recover, all of us have recognized at least some of the good. The humor of the American public has staggered me with its diversity and adaptability. Who knew toilet paper could be that funny? The degree of compliance with truly draconian restrictions put in place by our governments has been nothing short of remarkable. And we have been given this gift of time at home that would otherwise have never happened. My parents, and probably all parents at all times, have warned the younger generation that life is short. And now, looking back from 64, let me reiterate, life is short. Author John Green wrote, "One day you're 17 and planning for someday, and then quietly, without you ever really noticing, someday is today. And then someday is yesterday." The point, perhaps, is carpe diem, seize the day. Those were the words of Horace, the Latin lyric poet, in his collection Odes, published in 23 BCE. From ancient Greek Epicureanism to the 17th century English metaphysical poets, to modern writers, the concept is of enjoying life in its current circumstance. Solomon tells us as much in Ecclesiastes 3:1-10, where he outlines examples demonstrating that, quote, "there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven," unquote. The Bible encourages us to concentrate on the good we can do and the love we can show to others right now, without worrying about tomorrow, Matthew 6:31. While we may struggle through some tough times financially in the midst of the pandemic, it's clear that the Lord wants us focused on Him, dependent on Him, trusting Him, and not becoming preoccupied with money, Hebrews 13:5. So, read that book, watch that movie you haven't had time to watch, binge that series everyone's talking about, and do it with one of those poor sots trapped in the house with you. Walk that dog more than he's ever been walked in his life. Do that puzzle that's been in the closet for 10 years and might stay another 10, unless you do it now. Go totally crazy and write a handwritten letter to your grandparents, parents, or even children. For the latter group, it might be something they've never even seen before. Show a little love to those neighbors you may never have met while you're out walking. A wave and a smile and a conversation can all traverse 6 feet distance with ease. If you have money that you can donate, do it now, while charities and nonprofits of all sorts are tapped out and desperate. Here's a thought about what you can do with a little extra time to kill. Pull your Bible down off that upper shelf and dust it. Maybe you've never actually read anything in your Bible since Sunday school as a child. Maybe you've never opened one at all. Maybe there isn't one in your home. Luckily, in the time of this pandemic, we have the internet. Go to the App Store and download YouVersion, or Olive Tree, or Open Bible, or Blue Letter Bible, or a myriad of others, and read Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount. If that piques your interest, read John, and then Romans. You'll be off to the races. You will probably never be given a gift of time like this again in your entire life. Think how much time you men in particular used to spend talking about sports. This is one time in your life where you actually have the opportunity to really listen to your children or your spouse. Carpe diem. Time is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by and another takes its place, and then this too will be swept away. Marcus Aurelius. Life is not the passing of time. Life is the collection of experiences and their intensity. Jim Rohn. You may delay, but time will not. Ben Franklin. Father God, we thank you that there is a time for everything under the sun. Now in this time of fear for many, uncertainty for all, let us seize the day and take advantage of what we may never have again, time at home. We ask your Holy Spirit to guide us in our use of such a precious commodity of time. Lead us to opportunities to show our love for family and friends as we all pull together, even though apart. Anyone who has ever loved knows that distance cannot separate two hearts. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.